welcome back to another edition of Capital Connection. Fridays during the Noon Report, we give you, the listener, direct connection to what's happening in Albany and Harrisburg with the experts on the issues. At the state capitals, they are Jason McGuire with New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms and Michael Geer at the Pennsylvania Family Institute. Michael, the big buzzword, social distancing, seems to be the thing these days. You've got NBA seasons canceled. Even Tom Hanks is sick now. Everybody seems to be going crazy here. People on television dressed in hazmat suits. It's affecting our markets. What's your advice to people in your state today?
Well, I think common sense. I mean, the Centers for Disease Control is giving people advice on their website and through the briefings that Vice President Pence and others have been doing. And so that social distancing makes some sense.
Yeah, and there's more information on your website. Jason will give that at the end. But what do you tell people who are afraid to... I have to admit, when I dropped my kids off at school today, you know, those schools are germ factories. We had a conversation about washing your hands. I mean, I was at Wegmans last night. No toilet paper anywhere. What do you tell people who are a little bit on pins and needles right now? Maybe they're afraid to go to church or take their kids to school. What would you tell them today, Jason?
Well, you know, I'm reminded that as Christians, we have a great opportunity to minister in this environment. We walk by faith, not fear. And we do want to be as wise as serpents, but as harmless or as innocent as doves, though. And so how do we go about that? Well, we can minister to people's fear points. And when we walk in Christ, we walk in our faith. We have an opportunity to not only meet the physical needs, so people who need to be checked on in our communities, they may even need food or elderly people that need assistance, but we can demonstrate the love of Christ in a crisis moment. Yeah. And I think that's important for the church to remember. We got a great role at times like this.
All right. Well, I appreciate you both chiming in. I know neither of you are medical doctors nor the sons of medical doctors, but this is a public health emergency now, and it's important for Christians to stay involved, stay engaged, and stay aware of what's going on. I know as a huge basketball fan, it's going to take some getting used to, Michael, seeing those empty arenas. Talk about that, if you would. That just is something I've never heard of before.
Yeah, I don't recall anything like this. And then with the NBA making their decision to suspend their season is something, again, that I can't recall. And again, it provides an opportunity for us to assess, number one, what's going on in our own community. I think, as Jason just pointed out, for Christians to be of service to others, especially looking out for the elderly, for our neighbors and things, it is very interesting, and I think for most of us in our lifetimes, unprecedented. I mean, even the quarantines that President Trump put into place after stopping the travel from China a number of weeks ago, those quarantines is the first time that the United States has done that in 50 years.
Yeah.
And so most Americans have not even experienced anything like that. And so it's still sort of uncharted territory for many of us as we observe and try to figure out what to do next.
All right, COVID-19 edition of Capital Connection, guys. Let's move on to some of the nitty-gritty. Jason, the LGBT agenda alive and well in Albany. Senator Brad Hoyleman this week putting forth education curriculum that would really kind of celebrate LGBT history. To me, this seems a little bit more like indoctrination than education. Am I wrong in thinking that?
No, you're exactly right. In fact, it's one of our talking points in this issue is we really need to be in a place where schools are places of public instruction, not ones of propagandist indoctrination. Mm-hmm. But when you have an openly gay senator saying, I want LGBT history taught in every school across New York, well, that's a problem because, you know, frankly, I don't look at history through a sexual orientation. We look at history from one perspective, and now we have a certain segment of the society that wants us to see it through a certain lens. That's going to be problematic for a lot of people across this state.
The Pennsylvania House Health Committee this week, Michael, held a hearing on this whole subject of gender confusion, gender dysphoria among minors, children, teenagers. What was kind of the impetus to this, and was your organization involved in this at all?
Yes, it was. And what the impetus for this hearing, which was chaired by Representative Paul Schemmel, and what they were looking at is that many medical professionals and clinics at children's hospitals and others around the country, including here in Pennsylvania, are now administering very powerful and experimental drugs on minors who exhibit or claim that they are the opposite sex or exhibit this gender dysphoria confusion about their sex. And these are things like puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones that have permanent, lasting negative effects like sterility and bone density loss and many other negative impacts. And this is a hearing to look at what is the real science say, because more than 85% of young people, minors, who exhibit this gender dysphoria and confusion grow out of it by the time they reach adulthood. Yeah. And yet now we have these medical professionals and counselors who are saying we need to administer drugs now. We need to affirm them in this confusion. And we think that's exactly the wrong advice and why we have helped to bring these experts in to testify before this committee.
And hopefully COVID-19 will have passed away by the time your March for Life rally happens in May, Michael. But this is your first ever March for Life on Harrisburg. How are you coordinating this massive rally?
Well, we're hoping it's going to be quite a massive rally, and we're watching the COVID-19, obviously, but we actually have had a donor come to us at the Pennsylvania Family Institute and say that they will help underwrite buses from all 67 counties in Pennsylvania. So we're hard at work to arrange those buses, working with groups around the state to help help fill those buses as well, so that we have a grand showing of pro-life sentiment at the Pennsylvania State Capitol on May 18th.
All right. We're proud to be a part of it all. So much going on in the news. Find out more online. Jason, where can they do that?
AlbanyUpdate.com.
And get registered for the March for Life rally in May as well in Pennsylvania. Where can they find that information, Michael?
PAFamily.org.